This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has hinted that the country has retaliated for attacks carried out against it as the war with Hamas-led Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip widens to other areas of the region.
Since Gaza hostilities erupted with a cross-border Hamas rampage on October 7th, the Israeli military has said it has also retaliated. The Israeli defense minister told lawmakers Israel is in a multi-front war and is coming under attack from seven theaters: Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Judea, Samaria, West Bank, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran, and Israel has responded and taken action in six of these countries. Gallant said there is no immunity for anyone who takes action against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A UN atomic watchdog report says Iran is increasing production of highly enriched uranium. IPI correspondent Karen Shamas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriching uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
A caravan of thousands of migrants continues to trudge through southern Mexico, with some saying they expect nothing good from a planned meeting between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the U.S. border. The migrants passed by Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point on Tuesday outside a town in the southern Chiapas state. This is VOA News. The Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee has given its consent to Sweden's bid to join NATO. The move on Tuesday draws a previously non-aligned Nordic country closer to membership in the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved into the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. No date has been set. Turkey is a NATO member that has delayed ratifying Sweden's application for more than a year. The Turkish government accused Sweden of being too lenient towards groups that Ankara regards as threats to its security. Those groups include Kurdish militants and members of a network that Ankara blames for a failed coup in 2016. Mexico has launched its army-run airline, with the first Mexicana Airlines flight taking off from Mexico City, bound for the Caribbean resort of Tulum. It was another sign of the outsized role that President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has given to Mexico's armed forces. The airline's military-run holding company now also appears and operates a dozen airports, hotels, trains, the country's customs service, and parks. Mexico's defense secretary said Tuesday that having all those diverse businesses run by the military was common in developed countries, but in fact, only Cuba, Sri Lanka, Argentina, and Colombia have small military-run airlines and operate a handful of planes, mainly on underserved or remote domestic flights and routes. Police are continuing to investigate incidents involving Colorado justices after former President Donald Trump's name was removed from the state's ballot.
Police said they are providing extra patrols around the Denver area homes of Colorado Supreme Court justices. Threats were directed at the judges following the court's decision to remove the former president from the state's presidential primary ballot. Citing safety and privacy considerations and because there are ongoing investigations, Denver police won't provide details. In a 4-3 decision last week, Colorado's highest court ruled that Trump can be barred from the ballot for violating the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. The court stayed its decision until January 4th or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
And recapping our top story, the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has hinted that the country has retaliated for attacks carried out against it as the war with Hamas-led Palestinian militants wages on in the region in the Gaza Strip. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.